Well, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning forever grateful because you are faithful to us and you're faithful to all generations. We worship you this morning. We adore you this morning. We give your name the highest praise, which is hallelujah. We thank you so much, Father, for this TMC call. We thank you for the founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Father, we thank you for the Artists International family, the entire Dave De Leon family. Father, we ask that you will continue to bless them, that you continue to order their footsteps, that you continue to shower them with your love, and that you be that lamp unto their feet and the light unto their path. We ask, oh God, that you continue to be with Dr. Vanessa as she is moving in the process of her move, Lord, and that you be with Mama Josie, and we just thank you so much that she's just right next door, very close to her in distance. Father, we thank you for the joy retreat that Dr. P.K. Roberts had, and we ask, oh God, that fruit has been born from that and more will come. Now we bless, we thank you for each and every family member. We ask that you bless them indeed. Father, we thank you for the speaker who will bring the word that we know we need to hear this morning. Oh God, that the word has already been downloaded in them, Lord, and we are willing, hearing hearts, oh God. Our ears are ready to receive the word. We have just taken out everything in our lives, Lord. We ask you that is not of you that would try to distract us from hearing this mighty word. Father, bless this speaker. Lord, give them favor from on high. And now, Lord, we bind Satan in Jesus' name. And we know, Lord, because we have given it to you, because we know you want us to hear this word, we know that this word will go forth with clarity. And, Father, we will be more than just hearers, but doers as well. We give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family. Praise the Lord, for he is forever faithful. Host, are you there?
I am here. Well, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Wow, God bless you. Praise God. We praise God for you. Thank you so much for seating us and greeting us here on the Master's Call and for our tag for this Friday, Forever God is Faithful Friday. So we thank you for that. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning, Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here on the West Coast in Inglewood, California. And I greet each and every single one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. And I welcome you to the Master's Call on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Superfantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. We welcome each and every single one of you to this call. See, if it wasn't for our co-founders, yes, we would not have the opportunity to have our lives empowered, enriched, and enhanced as we begin our day here on the Master's Call in the presence of our Master. And so we thank God that on October the 25th of 2010 that this call started. And you know what? We have been moving forward mightily every single weekday at this divine and appointed hour for 5 years. Yes, I said 5 years. This call has been going forth. We never have missed a day to be here on the Master's Call. So we give God the praise and the glory for the greater and the new things that he is doing here on the Master's Call. We do have a website for our call. So I heard many new family members join us this morning. And I just want to let you know that you could visit our website, which is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see that all of our messages have been archived on our website. You'll see bios from our speakers. You'll see just some information to keep you motivated and inspired throughout the day, throughout your week. Also, we are on day 32 of our 40-day fast. Yep, day 42. And if you're not currently tapped in or connected with us on the fast, you still could take this 32-day and for the next 8 days, go ahead and join us. And our directives were no flesh, no sweets, No bread, no sodas, no alcohol. And so the prayer directives and the instructions are all on our website as well. So we would love for you to join us in these next 8 days of our fast. And so also, if you're here and you've been listening, maybe you have a message that you want to share with the masses, or maybe you want to be a greeter, as Minister Willa just got through doing, or a host like I'm currently doing right now. Well, we invite you to join our team, and we just ask that you would send an email to info@themasterscall.net. @themasterscall.net. And we will, our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Immediately following this call every day, we head over to the new morning motivational call. And this day is going to be a special day. We are all connected by a phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist International. And we know that that appointment will definitely change lives. And so one of our premier garments that we have is the Body Magic. So today is Body Magic training with the awesome Wendy Dossey. And so we invite you to dial in to hear more about the Body Magic at 641-715-3865. And the access code is 539598#. And that's immediately following this call. But on Friday, there's something special that goes on here on the Master's Call. We open up the line to hear your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your testimonies. And that will be happening after the first benediction of this call. So if you have a prayer request or praise report or testimony, please stay on so that we can be in agreement with you. Well, I'll go back to announcements at the end of this call, but at this time, it is time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And this young lady that I'm getting ready to bring to the phone, so many great and joyful things are happening in her life. She actually has moved back to her home in Mississippi. This past weekend, she had the opportunity to do something that God had mandated her to do, and that was to open up a joy retreat center, the first joy retreat center, because as she's opened up that one, I do believe that others are on the way. So she is none other than our co-founder here on the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts. As you guys know, I call her Dr. Super Fantastic, because anytime you ask her how she's doing, she says Super Fantastic. And now she's the woman that is full of joy. She's a Gigi. She used to be a military chaplain in the military. I'm telling you, she is on the move to do what God would have her to do. And I love her so dearly as she has loved me. And I just thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts, what you continue to do for the kingdom. And at this time, the next voice that you will hear will be none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts. Are you out there this morning, Dr. P.K.?
Minister Tiffany, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
God bless you. Thank you so very much. I appreciate you and your kind introduction and the love that I feel coming through that phone all the way from California. And I just, it still amazes me how you are so up and alert at this hour way out there. God bless you. I thank you so much. Minister Willa, forever God is faithful. Oh, my goodness. What an appropriate tag for this morning, because God is a faithful God. I do thank God for my dear friend, Pastor Vanessa, whom I'm asking right now to say amen and pull my coattail, because I tell you, God has cooked up a message this morning that is burning in my soul, and I just may go over. So you just stop me and I won't. I promise you that I know we need to pray some more at the end of this, and we have many, many praise reports that we can give. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done in my life on this morning. And I thank each and every one of you, my dear TMC family members, and those of you who have decided to join us this morning on the call. I thank you so very much for your prayers. As you know, this week has been, the past 2 weeks, rather, have been some peaks and valleys in my life. I have really been blessed and on the mountaintop with God, and still down in the valley on my knees with God and you. And I just want to very quickly say that the Joy Retreat was a ministry of excellence. It went very well. I looked for things to criticize, and I'm here to tell you it was just very, very few things to find. I had a team working here who was just phenomenal, and I thank God for that. But you prayed for me, and I really am grateful for that. For Ishka, my niece, who has been going through 17 years old with this heart situation, I want you guys to know the update as of yesterday. Last night I spent time with my brother and sister, who are her grandparents, and she made the trip to Houston successfully. They stabilized her heart well enough for her to get to Houston. So she's there in Texas, my dear Texas friends, at the Children's Hospital. And those of you who would like to give us support there in Texas, just give me a call, because I have specific instructions for you, and I will be coming to Texas. And for my little friend Joy here in Baton Rouge, who has also had emergency open heart surgery, she is able to write on the whiteboard, and she's doing better as well. We are believing God for complete healing for both of these children. You all, my subject this morning and my message this morning is one that is close to my heart. But as I got up this morning and started to pray, this message came to me, and I want to give it to you, because I don't believe it's just for me. I believe it's for you as well. And it says, I am so honored that I have been chosen by God for this assignment, in Jesus' name. And God said, repeat it over and over again. I am so honored, Lord, that I have been chosen by you for this assignment. Sometimes when God asks us to do things, we complain. We say, oh, why me? Oh, this, that, and the other. But good God of mercy, of all the people in the world, God chose you, Pastor Vanessa, to be the daughter to Mother Josie, to be there to take care of her, to do all that you are doing. He chose me to be here in Mississippi. I could be over in Iraq. I could be in Afghanistan. I could still be in uniform doing so many other things, but God chose me. You ask God, that which you have been complaining about, get happy about, because there are so many other places that you could be. I'm so honored today, God, that you chose me to be here to do what I'm doing. Well, let's get on with the message. As we enter the second month of 2016, I want us to pause this morning and listen carefully to what God is saying to us on a subject that I wrote a book about in 2005. The book was Rest is a Spiritual Thing. But still, even though I wrote the book, I'm struggling with this issue. As we entered this year, we all were instructed to write our goals down for the year, to make our plans and work our plans. But my question now to each of us is, did our plans include the four-letter word rest? Did we include a time during the day when we were rest, during the week when we were rest, during the month when we were rest, but most specifically, during the year when we would rest? One of my dear friends, Dr. Jocelyn Henderson, and her husband take a month of the month of August off, the entire month of August off to rest. They instituted that practice years ago and are faithful to it until today. When she told me that, I just said, now that's too much. That is too long. That is just really too much. But when we think about it, you guys, God gives us 12 months in the year, and 1 month off for rest and refueling and regeneration rejuvenation with him is not too much. On Tuesday of this week, I had a real experience with the Lord. I had my list ready. I jumped out of the bed. My list was full of activities. The truth of it is my plate was really leaning to one side because I had so many things that I wanted to do. However, when I opened my devotional, and it is very good for you to stop every morning and do a devotion, to stop and listen to a word from the Lord because he knows all things. He's the one who will give us direction if we just stop and ask. So when I got up and I read my devotion, you all, it was February 2nd, 2016, and this is what the word of God says. It says, take your rest today. Oh, my goodness. My dear friend, Brenda, is Minister Brenda, is jumping up in my head, in my mind right now. It is a gift from God, and you do not want to miss this gift. Your rest has been promised since you became a child of God. This is a gift. Receive it as a gift. In the creation of all things, God himself rested from his labors once he had finished. Likewise, now your Father encourages you to do your work with excellence and then rest. In doing this act of obedience, you will ensure a long and good life. And then came on and gave me the scripture, Hebrews 4:8-10. So there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. Do as God did. I said, help me, Lord. I have all of this stuff to get done today, and you telling me I need to rest? Talking to God as if he does not know all things. Listen, that's ludicrous, right? And when I finally calmed myself and said, okay, Lord, yes, I need to rest. I really am tired. I got so much to do. I looked out the window. Two things happened, you all. When I looked out the window, it's as if the sky itself opened up and buckets of water was released from the windows of heaven. It was as if, oh, my God, had I walked out the door, I would have absolutely been drenched from the rain. Little did I know, because I don't look at TV that much, that my entire state of Mississippi was under a weather alert, and I didn't need to go anywhere anyway. And you see, the second thing that happened that we need to know is that when God calls us to something, Satan hears it too, and he tempted me. He tempted me all day to come out of my place of rest, but he tempted me in ways that I really could have gone out of my restful place. He had a dear friend to call me and say, come and have lunch with me at our favorite restaurant. I said, no, reluctantly, I can't. I am resting today. Realize, you guys, that rest is a gift from God. Now, how many of us really miss out or reject this gift that God has given us because one of these things? Because you are one of the 58% of the people who cannot go one, yes, I said, one working hour without checking their cell phone. Or are you one of the 59% of the population who check email as it comes in? Or are you one of the 84% of the people who believe they cannot go one day without their phone? And I need you to know that that is one of the greatest distractions of our rest. I agree with Mr. Carrie Newworth, who says, like money, social media is a great servant, but a very terrible master. 1 Corinthians 6:12 says, I have the right to do anything, but I will not be a master to anything. God has a special rest in Christ. In Hebrews 4:11, I want you to write that scripture and listen to it. So there is a special, y'all want to be special, don't we? We like to have our VIP seats when we go to events. We like to have We want to be special. Just think about that. Well, God has made you special. He has given you a special rest. Still waiting for the people of God. For all who have entered into God's rest have rested from their labors just as God did after creating the world. So let us do our best. Let us do our best to enter into that rest. St. Augustine says, you have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our soul is restless until it finds rest in you. Not only does our body need rest, our soul needs rest. And as we are going through this fast, and some of you have gone 32 days on this out of this 40-day fast, I remember a 50-day fast that God called me on, and he walked me through it because I never would have started out to do a 50-day fast. I mean, you have to take this fasting thing one day at a time. And one of the greatest books that I've read is by Arthur Wallace that is called God's Chosen Fast that helps us walk through the fast. When you are going through the fast, it is also another time when you can really rest your soul in the Lord. Rest in the Lord and receive the gift of rest that he has for you. How do we do this, Dr. Roberts? Tell us how we can really rest our soul. How can we find rest? Number one, be still. Be still where you are. That is difficult for busy folks. Our children, we look at them sometimes, and JD is just, he is so overactive. And my little Jay Lunny, she runs everywhere she goes. I believe that she's going to be a runner. I'm putting her out there and say, run, baby, run. And so, but every now and then, I just have to tell them, sit down and be quiet. Don't say a word. We're going to play the quiet game. I can hear God telling us, chill out. You're too busy. You're running to the hospital. You're running here. You're running there. You're doing everything and think you're doing something. You ain't doing nothing. Sit yourself down. Shut your mouth. For 5 minutes a day, I'm going to challenge you this morning. I'm going to challenge you today as you are going through your fast, as you are completing this fast for the next 8 days of this fast. I'm going to challenge you for 5 minutes a day. I want you to sit down in your chair. I'm sitting in my prayer chair here in front of my fireplace with my legs up on my ottoman, and I am challenging PK to take 5 minutes a day where I sit and do nothing, think of nothing, open my mind up, and let God just speak to me. Well, Dr. PK, you at home, you retired, you can do that. I can't do that. Yes, you can. You have to go to the bathroom. Go in the bathroom, close that door, sit up in there 5 minutes, wear it on your job. Do whatever you need to do, but corn out those 5 minutes a day. Just 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes. That's all I'm asking. That's all God is asking right now. Begin the process. Okay, secondly, what can I do to help myself along the way to rest? Let me see. Oh, Lord Jesus, I'm right there on this time. You got to make a plan. You got to, you know, I know you all getting ready for the Super Bowl, and some people have church, still have church on Sunday night, and they have told me that they, yesterday, this pastor said, I don't care about the Super Bowl. I love the Broncos, but we going to have church, and if anything is left whenever we finish church, we're going to come back because we aren't going to put the Super Bowl in front of the church. Well, if I was the pastor, you know, I used to do that, but I've grown in the Lord, and I understand now that we can incorporate things a little bit better. So were it me, I'd do it a little bit different. I'd bring the church together, and we would pray, and we would have a really good time. We'd have a Super Bowl party together and have spiritual and natural food and enjoy the Super Bowl together. Well, in the Super Bowl, in football, I don't understand a whole lot about it out there, Brother Lance, but my dear son. But I think you have a defensive team and an offensive team, and both of them are very important for the success of the game. Am I right? I wish I could hear an amen. Yep, I just heard it come over the phone. All right. So when you make your plan to rest, you've got to make you an offense and a defense plan. Because you see, Proverbs 13 and 16 says, a wise man thinks ahead, a fool doesn't, and even brags about the fact that he doesn't. But I want you to make a plan, a defensive and offensive plan for your rest. Okay. First of all, I want you to decide that I'm not going to have any phones during the time that I'm eating. We need to do some phone etiquette. I'm so sick of seeing how that little old thing, worse than a cigarette sometimes, has just come in and destroyed relationships. Put the phone down and let us, this is a part of your defensive plan. Take a social media break as you are going through your fast. Just make a decision that you ain't going to look at TV. Because I'm telling you, if you don't look at it, God will do you like he did me. He'll let you know that it's a weather alert out there even though you didn't know it was. You look out the window, you see it's raining. You say, guess it's kind of bad out there today. I don't need to go. But we have to look at the TV. We have to look at the phone. We got alerts everywhere, phone and on TV and everywhere. But let's put this stuff down. Let's make a conscious decision to make a plan so that we can truly enter into the rest of God. Let's continue to use our primary tool on our offensive side of consistent prayer. Let us relate to God through prayer and through the word of God. I'm quitting. Yes, I am. I'm not finished, but I'm quitting. Listen, you guys, as we fast and pray, I want you to know that together, those two tools used together will knock the devil in his head, will give you the strength that you need to truly relax and be content in whatever state you find yourself in. I'm closing with this scripture. Jeremiah 6 and 16 says, this is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the anxious path. Ask where the good way is and walk in it. And you will find rest for your soul. God bless you. I love you. And come on and let's close this call out so we can go right into our prayer and praise time.
Dr. PK, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Wow, thank you so much for that phenomenal message on rest. I know that's only part one, and I'm sure before the month is over, you'll finish with part two. Thank you, and I am taking the five-minute rest challenge for the next 8 days. I'm going to be calling
Praise
you
God.
Back to give us our benediction, but at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Majestic and mighty God, we just thank you because you are amazing. We thank you because you are our shepherd. We thank you because you are our shield. We thank you because you are our refuge. We thank you that we could find hope and joy, deliverance and peace and love unconditionally from you, God. So on this day, here on the Master's Call, we pray right now that you would create within us a clean heart and renew the right spirits within us as we go out in this month of love, that we go out with unconditional love and that we would show love to others each and every single day. We thank you, God, for Dr. P.K. Roberts, and we thank you for the message that you gave her to bring to us this morning on rest. And we pray that as we take the five-minute challenge these next 8 days, God, that you would speak loudly and clearly to us, that we will not be distracted, but that we will give this time to you, God, to hear what you would have to tell us in this season. So I ask right now that you would fill Dr. PK up until she overflows, oh God. I pray that every need will be met in the name of Jesus. We lift up the Joy Retreat Center to you right now, and God, ask that you would have your way and that you would bring those to the center that need to be there. And we pray for peace and prosperity, for favor, for blessings and increase over the Joy Center and over Dr. P.K. Roberts and her family right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the praise report for Ishka and for Joy. And we speak right now and decree and declare total and complete healing
in their hearts, in their minds, in their bodies, in their souls. God, we lift those young ladies up, those children up to you right now in the name of Jesus, and we decree and declare that no weapon formed against them shall prosper in Jesus' name. God, I ask that you would comfort those that need to be comforted under the sound of my voice. Deliver those who need deliverance. Heal those who need to be healed this morning, oh God, because the blood still works, Father. And so we just thank you for what you're doing here on the Master's Call. We bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. Bless Artists International in a mighty way. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless name of Jesus. I pray, and it is so in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. I know you want to go back and hear the replay of this phenomenal call, so please dial 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-pound. For those of you who will not be staying with us for part two of this call, where you get to give your praise reports, your prayer requests, and testimonies, I'm telling you, it's been some stuff going on these 32 days, so please stay in and listen. And then we'll be headed over to the Body Magic Training by Wendy Dossie. That number is 641-715-3865. The access code 539598-POUND. If you have not had your body magic experience, if you're a female on this line, the body magic garment will drop you down 2 to 3 sizes in less than 10 minutes without diet, surgery, exercise, and pills. So that training will be happening again, 641-715-3865, the access code 539598-POUND. We will be continuing these next 8 days of our fast, so if you want to join us, please go to www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for greeting us and seating us, opening us up in prayer on this Forever God is Faithful Friday. And to you, Dr. PK, thank you so, so much for everything that you do for the kingdom. And each of you who have dialed in, thank you, thank you, thank you. This call would not be what it is without each and every single one of you. And I'm going to ask Dr. PK to come back and give us benediction number one for part one of this call. And then the next voice that you will hear will be none other than our co-director and founder here on the Master's Call, our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon.
Minister Tiffany, you are super fantastic, for real. Just awesome. Thank you so much. My dear TMC family, as we leave the call today, I pray to God that he will let all of us know that he can run this universe for 5 minutes without us, as we still ourselves and receive the gift of rest and solitude in him. Father, release us with your glory, your anointing, so that we can shine in this kingdom without our effort, but allowing you to shine through us. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Go out and live and have a super fantastic day. God bless you. Pastor Vanessa, are we ready for our praise and prayer reports?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you for that word, that four-letter word of rest. We appreciate you. We love and esteem the God in you. Thank you for reminding us that that is just as important to God as anything else. So we appreciate you this morning, Dr. P.K. Roberts from Monticello, Mississippi, bringing that awesome word today. On this Friday. We appreciate you also, Minister Tiffany, early in the morning with that joy in your voice. We thank you for hosting the call and doing such an awesome job as you always do. And to our beloved dear Miss Willa, out now in Florida, good morning, you and our Pastor Candy. We love you and appreciate you so much. And thank you for greeting and always seating God's people on the call today. Well, this is our Friday where we always take time to hear our prayer requests and our praise reports. And on this weekend, as she mentioned, our Super Bowl weekend, we don't want to forget to celebrate the main super person in our life, which is Jesus Christ, and give him his due praise and honor. And this is the time, too, where when you want to look back up in prayer, fortify in prayer, you know, the word tells us that one could put 1,000 to flight. But I love this math, too, in Deuteronomy 32:30, can put 10,000 to flight. So we have more than two on this line today. So we've opened up the queue. All you have to do is hit *6, then 1, and it'll take you into our queue. And at that time, we'll be happy to hear your prayer request or your praise report. And we, with all of us on the line listening today, can join in concert with you, lifting up and bombarding heaven with you in one accord. I'm all about corporate prayer. Corporate prayer gets the job done. Corporate prayer allows us first to get out of ourselves, where it isn't about just us four and no more. We learn to want to celebrate what's going on in the lives and the hearts of others. So I've got my sheet of paper here. We're ready to take down our prayer request. All right, we're going to start in the queue. 6288, I think that's our prayer general. Is that you in the prayer queue first this morning? Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, Dr. Vanessa. I do have three-way in Miss Marty. We call her Marty, Eleanor Blackwell from Florida. Eleanor, are you there?
Yes, I am there this morning. Good morning. Good morning, family. I would like to ask you to pray with me. I am taking physical therapy. I have a dual disability. Not only am I legally blind, but I am considered a paraplegic. I am believing and trusting God that I will walk again and see again, but the challenge in the physical therapy has been really great. I'm extremely weak, and I'm just praying for others to pray with me as I do the work, because I definitely have the faith. So that's my prayer request, that you would pray with me that I will not give up and continue to work until I walk again.
Amen. We already are locking in agreement and see you not walking but running. So we will definitely be praying for you in the process. And that was Eleanor Blackwell, is that correct?
Yes.
Good on that. I know she hooks you up several mornings from Florida, and we're always honored to have you on the line. Thank you so much for that prayer request. All righty, we're going to keep on moving. 6742. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's School.
Yeah, this is Joseph Arrington, Augusta, Georgia, and my wife, Donna Arrington. I'm looking in between jobs right now, and I just need that prayer that God would turn the hearts of those employers out there that you can never seem to reach up enough for all the description they want for a decent paying job. But I'm pressing on and request your prayers and getting me some gain from employment.
All righty. We are definitely going to pray for that, for him to order your steps. And man and woman of God, we are honored to hear new voices on the line this morning. Praise God.
Pastor
for
Vanessa?
Me. Yes?
Those are my members and soldiers from Fort Gordon, Augusta, Georgia, Fort Gordon. Yes. Good to hear you all's voice out there.
Amen, amen. All right, we're going to head up to New York, praying for you all with that weather coming through there. Good morning, Miss Deborah.
Good morning. Good morning to my artist family. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. I'm here in snowy Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Giving God thanks and praise for the snow in the midst of it. I'm giving God thanks and praise for the snow. And I just thank God that He's an amazing God. He is truly an amazing God. I am asking for prayer for myself. I have just been going through for years now with chronic constipation and GERD. Even though I've used every product I can think of in Artis, I've used the medications the doctors have given me, but just a place of frustration of not knowing what is the root cause of what was really causing me to have these issues. But God is such an amazing God. In my prayer time, during this time of fast and consecration, God led me to an email that came from a physician that I had no clue who he was, led me to a gut summit. And in that gut summit, I began to get answers to what was really going on in my body. So finally, yesterday, I was able to get my doctors to agree to have the additional testing done, and that will be done next week. So I'm just asking for prayer that for me in the midst of my healing process and those testing, that I will finally get answers to what is really the root cause of it, and the necessary treatment will go forth from here.
All righty, well, we got that down, and we will definitely agree with you in prayer and asking you to be safe in that weather, watching it on the news this morning with all the snow coming down up the East Coast, for us to operate in wisdom. And thank God it's supposed to pass most of it by the end of today. All right. Is there anyone else who has a prayer request or a praise report to hit *6 and then what? And it will bring you into the queue. Because this is, as we always say, our dedicated time to hear from you so that we can rally with you in prayer and intercession. And we are always praying and continue to pray for our upcoming conference in Las Vegas, February 16th through 17th, and they are aggressively preparing for it. All righty, we've got two more jumped in the queue before we close out. 8893, good morning. Welcome to the call.
Hi, Dr. Vanessa. Good morning, Dr. PK and CMC family. It's Minister Robin, and I have a praise report. My young ladies, they are in the process of taking their test for their GED, and so far, five of them have passed. We have two more weeks to go, so we are praising God for that report.
Amen. All right, praise report. Yeah, we were praying on our leadership call, our prayer warrior call for these young ladies that she mentors to pass their GED. So that's good news, and we're glad to hear it, and thank you, and we'll continue to pray for the remainder of the young ladies to also complete theirs. And you also in New Jersey, be safe up there in that snow. Especially, I know you do a lot of driving with your job. So it's always good to hear from our Minister Robin. And last but not least, 7457. Welcome to the call.
Hi, good morning. This is Camila Freeman, and I just wanted to give a praise report and just ask a request as well. I come into agreement with the minister because my son, in September, I had to send him off to a youth program in which, in the program, they teach and instill the children morals and values and how to be organized and be young men. And how to appreciate life and go through life. And in the program, they're supposed to graduate with their GED. And so my son called me last night, and he told me that he took the first three parts, the science, the social studies, and some another part, and he passed. And so I'm just thankful and grateful to God because he struggled. Before I sent him, I don't know if he was rebelling and doing it on purpose, but he was failing every single subject in high school. And just to even hear that he passed one subject is a blessing, and God, you know, I feel that God moves him, you know, to that place so he can do some things within my son, you know, himself with no interruptions and distractions. So today at 6:00, I go to present his graduation ring to him, and I'm just overjoyed. I ask for prayers for my son. His graduation date is expected to be on March 5th. His name is Artel Swindell. He's a wonderful child. He just needed a little more direction, I believe, you know, not from me, but from God. And sometimes God will move us to be able to do what he needs to do. So I ask for those prayers, and I come into agreement, and I will be praying for those girls, and I'm thankful. And my other request is that you keep this master call going, you know, for as eternity. It blesses my life each and every morning. I call and I listen. I might not always be on there in the beginning to say my name, but I'm on this prayer line every single morning before I go to work. So I thank all of you that are a part of being dedicated to this each and every morning. God is going to bless you. I'm praying for you all, and I thank you all for allowing this opportunity right now for me to just say how I felt. And you have a blessed day.
Thank you, Ms. Camille. We appreciate that. You know, it's always good to know people being blessed by what we do. So we praise God for you, and we've got that prayer request down. All right, well, we're going to go the Lord in prayer. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you for each and every one of you. So many of you all still on the line, understanding the power of prayer. As Miss Tiffany did say, we are on day 32 of our 40-day fast. We're coming on around the bend towards the home stretch. Hallelujah. I tell you, I've had more people come up to me, and as I've been praying over your list of five things you've sent in, I tell you, I appreciate so many of you all were so transparent about things before God, and it meant so much to know that you trust us and put it in the incubator of prayer, and remembering that as the word says, some things don't come up but by prayer and fasting. And from young to old, from first-time fasters, especially at our meeting last week when I was in Houston, I had so many come up to me and tell me how this corporate fast has been such a life-changing time for them, and just pressing in closer to God and hearing his voice and the celebration of their body feeling better, getting a rest, Dr. PK, from the meat, and they didn't have to work as hard. So I was so excited when little 72-year-old Miss Artemis can come up to you and say, thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor. I feel his presence and have just known that this has been a life-changing fast. So each and every one of you who have been so faithful and dedicated throughout this journey, we appreciate you. Those who rode a little bit along the way, each and every one of you, we know the power of prayer. We know the power of fasting. So we thank each and every one of you. So let's go to the Lord as we seal these prayer requests and enter into his presence. Father God, we first thank you for that rich word from Dr. PK today, reminding us the crucial importance of rest, of how it keeps us fortified, refreshed, rejuvenated, to be used mightily by you. Now we ask you to pour back virtue into your handmaiden today. Continue to stir up the gifts of God inside of her. Continue to use her mightily in that Monticello area. Your hand of favor and blessings, let it continue to be on her Joy Retreat Center. As she has been obedient to you, we thank you for the great overflow of all you're going to continue to do in her and through her. We thank you for our Artists International family. We thank you that you use this company to knit our hearts together. We lift up Papa Diaz and our media, Diaz de Leon. We thank you for these founders, their love for life and their utmost love for you, Daddy God. Thank you for faith, family, and lifestyle, and that as we continue to cover this family in prayer and lift them up, we pray for the staff as they prepare for all of us who will be coming in from the north, the south, the east, and the west for this convention. We thank you as we convene, as we travel, give us traveling mercies, as we financially prepare, bring in all that needed. Father, I just thank you for the days off and already asking you to go before us and make every crooked pathway straight. That this be such an exciting time of koinonia fellowship, and even more so a spirit of excellence on all that we do. So Father, we just thank you now that you are having your way in our lives. We thank you for the master's call. Thank you even for Camille letting all of us know the power and the presence and the purpose of this call that is still touching lives, changing lives, encouraging lives day by day, that we are enhancing, enriching, and empowering God's people. Now, Father, we lift up our beloved Eleanor Blackwell. Oh, you still are your Jehovah Rapha power, the great surgeon general that can come in and touch those eyes. We call them healed and whole. And, Father, we don't just see her walking, running for you, Jesus. Touch every muscle, every tissue, every limb, every organ. You go from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Let her have that Holy Ghost blood transfusion. We thank you for her faith and her determination to trust in you and to know that you are able and you are healing. We call her the healed and the whole. In Jesus' name, we thank you for Minister Brenda, that she so faithfully puts her on the phone, and all those listeners, Father, those we know and those we don't know, that will listen and are listening to this call. We thank you for Joseph and Donna Arrington. Oh, Father, there's a God-ordained job for your man of God. We call favor, that you order his steps. Now, Father, I just hear myself saying from you that we curse, cancel, and sever at the root every hindering spirit, every spirit that has tried to block, deny, and delay him finding the employment that you have for him. Now, Michael, Archangel of War, we dispatch you now into the heavens to war in Brother Joseph's behalf. We thank you that greater are the angelic hosts with you than these demonic spirits that will try to keep him. Father, this man of God looking, searching, desiring, important. So we thank you that his steps are ordered by you. We thank you that favor falls on his life. Father, for that God-ordained job you have, you said the heart of the king, the ruler, was in your hand, and you turn it whichever way you will. I thank you that he's highlighted by the Holy Ghost, and where you order his steps now, that there will be great favor, and there will be such a powerful praise report that will come out of this testing, but you will give him the triumph. We thank you, Father, that his house will lack no good thing. I thank you that you still are the Jehovah Jireh. You still are the provider, and you are bringing in the finances. You are bringing in whatever is needed in that home, but even more so, we stand on your word of Proverbs 6:31 that says when the thief is exposed, he has to give it back sevenfold. So for all the time that he has not had the employment that he desires, devil, we announce now by the name of Jesus and the authority in the blood of Jesus, you got to comp up, not double, not triple, not quadruple, but sevenfold of finances, time, and peace to the Joseph household right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for Sister Deborah, and we just speak safety to all of those corridor on the East Coast in the snowstorm. We speak your protection, the blood hedge, and they're traveling and they're going. Father, that for many they will know this is their cue to rest, but we just thank you for the protection. Now we speak healing. Chronic constipation is a name, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus transfusing through her body. Now I thank you for this test that she'll have next week, that it will bring in the answers and the solution for what she needs. Father God, I just thank you that you're touching her body and that this is reversed and that she is called the healed and the whole by your stripes in Jesus' name. Now we thank you for the praise report from Minister Robin for her young girls that she so faithfully ministers to and has mentored over the years. This class, God, we thank you for those that have graduated with the sweet success of their GED. Now we send the recall, the memory, the spirit of excellence on those who still are yet to take their test, and we call it passed. We call it successful in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the joy and the satisfaction you give your handmaiden minister, Robin, as these are her girls, as she calls them, and as she pours in the love of Christ and the encouragement and reminding them that they are more than conquerors. And now for Miss Camelia Freeman, Father, for a mother's prayer. We thank you as we call out Artel Swindell. We thank you that he belongs to you. And we thank you for his success, and that we call him a graduate of success in you. And I thank you that as he does the work, as he applies himself, I thank you for the solution. Where it wasn't working where he was, you put him where he needed to be. So I thank you that we're stirring up the gifts. Artel, we call your talents forth. We call forth that creativity that's been so in you. And we just thank you that you will stay focused and faithful. And in March, we thank you for his mother able to come and do a desire of her heart to see her child graduate. So I just thank you, Father, for these breakthroughs. And even for the prayers of Dr. PK's niece, we continue to send the word. Or for the other little young 13-year-old, we continue to send the word of healing. Father, you are still a way maker. And Father, for those who have unspoken prayer requests, we plead the blood of Jesus on the doorpost of our hearts, on the doorpost of our homes, on the doorpost of our desires, God. Allow us in this time to press in, to hear your voice and the voice of a stranger we will not follow. I thank you for the accuracy in the Holy Ghost, that each and every prayer request, every petition, God, it shall not return void according to your word in Isaiah 55:11. And I thank you that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And I thank you that we are your overcomers, and we overcome in that Revelation 12:11, because we only say what you say by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, is that we are the head and not the tail, and that greater is he that's in us than any calamity or attack in the world. So, Father, we got our joy this morning. We are holding on to that shalom, Isaiah 26:3, peace that surpasses all understanding. Oh, God, we've got the faith, and we are dressed with our armor of God on, knowing that we are more than conquerors. And as we go out, Father, with these prayers fortified in the heaven, knowing that our ministry angels have been sent on assignment, and that there is a breakthrough with every petition. And we thank you, Father, that we will not, shall not, cannot even grow weary in well-doing, because we know who we are, and utmost we know whose we are. So we thank you that as your ministers in the marketplace, every opportunity you give us to share Christ, every opportunity you give us to be your hands extended, every opportunity you give us to be a light in a dark place, or we'll be good stewards of our time. We'll be good stewards of these talents you've given us. We'll be good stewards of our treasure. So we thank you that we have the mind to pray, and that we have the mind of Christ, and that we stand in the gap, and we make up the hedge. So we don't wait till the battle's over, huh? This morning we're going to shout now, because we know with each and every prayer request, you've already done it, Daddy God. We know with each and every petition, oh, it's fortified with faith, wrapped in the anointing, dripping with the blood of Jesus that never loses its power. So, Spirit of the living God, have your way in our lives today. Do what only you could do. And with everything you do, we give you and you alone all the glory. We give you and you alone all, get yourself some praise. We give you and you alone all of the honor. And we decree and declare in our lives that it is done. We're your foot soldiers, and it is so. Amen, amen, and amen. Love each and every one of you so much. Thank you again, Dr. PK, for that awesome word. Go out and have a wonderful weekend worshiping our God. And we'll look forward to hearing you on the Master's Call on next Monday morning. And for some of you, we'll hear you on the new morning motivational call. Bye-bye.